can't believe we have to bring Kindred bodyguards home with us just to be safe down on Earth. This is so screwed up. Jody punched a message savagely into her cell phone, no doubt giving her fiancé, James, a heads up on the fact that she was bringing another man home with her, Melly thought, watching her big sister as she muttered and tapped. Melly didn't know what Jody was so upset about. It wasn't like James would care. He wasn't the type to get jealous, even of the 7-foot-tall beast Kindred who was currently riding in the front seat of their shuttle. Vorn, as he was called, would be dogging Jody's footsteps from morning until night, making certain the awful lizard aliens who had nearly killed them back at their mom's house didn't get to her again. It was for her own safety, but Jody obviously wasn't happy about it at all. Of course, Melly had a Kindred bodyguard of her own, too. Leosh, the blood Kindred, sat beside Vorn, who was piloting, the two of them talking quietly in low voices that Melly couldn't quite make out. They were probably talking about bodyguard business or something, or maybe the best way to keep the lizard aliens, the Varians they were called, away. For her part, Melly was glad to have a Kindred protector. She honestly felt like she needed one. All this had started when their mother had accepted a date with a Kindred warrior on Valentine's night. He had taken her clear off planet for what Melly was certain was a more than platonic outing on their very first date, which was, of course, exactly the kind of thing their mother always lectured her and Jody never to do. How many times had she said, "Never, ever go off with a man you don't know to an isolated place. It's dangerous." And then she had gone and done exactly what she'd always told Melly and Jody not to. Unfortunately, their mother's much younger Kindred boyfriend, who had turned out to be a master thief, had stolen a valuable artifact from the lizard guys, which made them extremely grumpy. This had resulted in them penetrating the protective field the Kindred had placed around the Earth twice while searching for said artifact. And since they seemed to believe that either Melly and Jody or their mom still had it, none of them were safe until the hole in the security system was patched and filled. Their mom, Vicky, was just fine. She had elected to stay on the Kindred mothership with her new guy, Chain. They had already bonded, although that was another thing their mother always lectured about, forming attachments too quickly, and had decided to start a life together up there. Melly was grateful her mom was safe and happy, but she and Jody were still in danger, and it wasn't like they could just decide to move to the mothership with their mom. Melly was still in her sophomore year at USF, and Jody was in grad school at the same college. Pulling up roots and moving off-planet just wasn't practical for either sister right now. Which was why Melly was so grateful to have her own bodyguard, the blood Kindred, Leosh. He had come to her rescue when the Varians attacked her mom's house, and Melly had fallen out of a tree and broken her leg. He had fought off the disgusting lizard-like aliens, blasting them into grease spots, and then examined Melly carefully before gathering her into his arms and holding her close to comfort and protect her. It was the closest Melly had been to a man in a long, long time, and she was surprised that her panic response didn't kick in when the big Kindred held her. Maybe it was the fact that he wasn't human, and her body responded to him on a visceral level because of it. He didn't even smell human, Melly thought. He smelled amazing, fresh and clean like the Arctic Ocean with a warm hint of masculine spice underlying it. Her bodyguard was tall, too, nearly 7 feet to her 5'6", which meant they had a significant size difference. He had lifted Melly with no problem, even though she had put on a little weight since moving out of the house and starting college. And the way he looked at her with those pale, husky blue eyes of his made Melly want to reach out and touch him, made her wish to be wrapped in his arms again. "Stop it," she scolded herself, forcing her eyes away from the front seat where she could see Leosh's profile as he talked to Vorn. "You know nothing permanent could come of it, so you might as well not start in the first place."